Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, it's Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Lots to talk about of going-ons in Washington. All right, Rick, we'll start with the Donald Trump trial and kind of what the impact might be on politics and certainly on the presidential campaign. At least from a public perception standpoint, there's a new AP survey that found just one in three Americans thinks the president did something wrong in the hush money case. And there's a lot of ways to read that, but I'm kind of reading that as there's just not a lot of interest here. Like, it's almost as if everyone is Trump legal problems out. And I'm wondering if you get that sense or how you're looking at things.
Yeah, I think the poll asked about whether people thought he did something illegal, and that's the number you're citing. I could be wrong, and I don't mean to jump off by correcting you, because I still think it's striking. And if people are putting this in kind of its own bucket and say, well, maybe he did something wrong, but it's not a broken law, that could change perceptions. There's also polling, as I'm sure you've seen, that shows people considerably less likely to support him if he's convicted of a serious crime. So those things cut in different directions. I think of the various criminal charges he faces, of the four major cases, this is probably the weakest legal case, and therefore probably makes for the weakest political case as well. So it's odd that this is where the attention begins, and this is where Donald Trump's going to be spending so much of his time over the next couple of weeks.
All right, seven men, five women picked. Two were actually dismissed and replaced yesterday. And they're working now on the alternates. Do you think six alternates are enough, number one? And this verdict has to be unanimous, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, and you also know that about half of the people that were in the jury pool raised their hands and volunteered that they couldn't be impartial. The vast majority of them are people that don't like Donald Trump. I don't think that Trump fans are likely to raise their hands the same way and excuse themselves. So it's going to be hard. And, you know, it's a highly educated, very diverse group of New Yorkers that are part of the jury pool. As you mentioned, a couple had to be replaced as more information was found out about social media posts. In one case, the woman had a lot of her work history and details reported on pretty widely and criticizing conservative press. And she felt uncomfortable by that. She felt like she couldn't serve in that environment. So you're right. People, you know, jurors drop off of cases for all sorts of personal reasons. This is different in the sense of the public pressure and the public scrutiny on them and their actions. And it's going to be a really hard process to get to a jury that can be impartial and then ultimately get a verdict.
You know, it's going to impact how often Trump is able to go out and campaign. But does that really matter? Just because these two candidates are so well known. I mean, there's been questions of, are there even going to be debates this time around? I mean, how much does the traditional campaign circuit matter?
Yeah, I think that's a great question and a great point. I mean, first of all, Donald Trump likes to complain that he's stuck in court. There were lots of times over the last couple of months that he went to court, even though he didn't have to be there, just so he could complain about and raise money off of it. He's having a campaign event this weekend in North Carolina. He has mostly been doing weekend rallies anyway. So, yeah, he'd rather not be in court all day, but he also has a huge microphone when he steps out of that court and talks to the cameras. Everyone's covering it. Everyone's there. He's got plenty of ways to get his message out. He, you know, and his message of being persecuted is nourished by this case and the fact that he's in court. So, you know, I don't think it's actually changing the trajectory of the race, as frustrating as it might be to him and his strategists that they have to spend as much time where they are.
All right. Following this trial, then, with possible opening statements on Monday, who do you think the first witness will be called by the prosecution?
I don't know. It was interesting. The prosecutors refused to say. They said because they were afraid that Donald Trump would intimidate the man or woman they call first. So I don't really know where they're going to start their case. You know, we know their two star witnesses are Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, both of whom are very flawed messengers for different reasons. But where they're starting this their prosecution is now a bit of a mystery, and an intentional mystery at that.
You know, looking at your site, ABC News, and a new article written by 538 Dan Hopkins on these new numbers that suggest Republicans might be the ones pushing a, you know, get out the vote campaign this time around, because according to the headline, the less you vote, the more you back Trump. You know, we've thought about this for years and years. It's been kind of a Democrat-led initiative, you know, to rock the vote and all these things. Are we in just this weird state of maybe the electorate switching? You have more people who are higher income and older backing Democrats when traditionally that used to be a Republican base, and now it's kind of going the other way. Is everything in flux right now?
Yeah, I think a lot of coalitions are shifting. I think the fact is, if everyone in this country voted Democrats would win national elections. I think that's pretty clear demographically. That isn't how it works. And if the likeliest voters voted every time, Republicans would win. And that's why they haven't had to invest as much in early voting or get out the vote generally. Obviously, both sides try to get out the vote, but Democrats have had to work harder at it because more of their voters are low or lower income or lower propensity voters, people of color, people with, you know, with more marginal or questionable housing status, those sort of factors. In any event, I think a lot of that is changing, and I think Republicans are waking up to the reality of what Democrats are doing. And if we are in high turnout elections for a while because of the high interest, the national advantage would be the Democrats. But that could even change because of the appeal that Trump has to working class and men of color in particular. It's really scrambling a lot of our assumptions. And someone that you thought, oh, this person is always a Democrat and would always vote, I don't think you can make those assumptions anymore.
You know, on the other side, how many are not voting, turned off by the state of things? Could that be a big number?
I think I've heard Democrats talk about this. The biggest threat they have this year is not Trump, but the couch, because it's so easy to tune it out. And whether that means staying home or voting for a third party candidate like Bobby Kennedy Jr. Just yesterday, we saw, you know, extended members of the Kennedy family come out and say, we love Bobby, but we were supporting Biden. We think it's dangerous to support their own brother or cousin in a race against Joe Biden, because it would help elect Trump. So I think there's a lot of different options that are there in front of voters, and one of them is going to be to either check out of this race entirely or go third party.
Okay. Well, Rick, thanks for the update. Always great talking with you. Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live here on WBEM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball Football is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.